This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And it, I feel like it has been forever since we have talked to Mark Goldman. We love Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman comes on and we talk all kinds of stories all over the world, all over the country. Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, talk show commentator, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, what happened in 2023, that's more like it. What's going on? Tell me what's happening in this world of cannabis.
What Absolutely. You know what, it's such a pleasure to be on. And you know what, it feels like it's been years. Anyway, New Jersey's cannabis industry, Frankie, is booming with more than 50 new dispensaries just opened in 2023. 1 year ago, the state's
50. And this is the state, unfortunately, that young Charlotte had to leave because there was not one person that could save her from her epilepsy, and they had to move to California, and the Sterling brothers helped, then eventually helped her with her seizures, and it created Charlotte's Web, and the Sterling brothers are multi-millionaires over, and so we began the story of CBD. But it began in the state of New Jersey, where she was denied access to CBD.
Right,
and now
Today, 50 dispensaries last year, right? In 2023.
That's crazy. It's so crazy. That's great news, but, and I guess we've come a long way, haven't we?
Absolutely. And now, Frankie, there's at least 79 dispensaries serve recreational customers in 18 counties. 40 of those open to both medical marijuana and recreational users. 9 dispensaries are open only to medical marijuana users. The boom is just a start. About 25 of the state's newest dispensaries opened since last summer. Four manufacturers and 16 dispensaries have their conditional licenses converted to annual licenses, which are required to begin production and sales. Frankie, another 14 dispensaries have conditional licenses, putting them one step closer to the big grand opening. I guess you know what the huge news here is: cannabis sales total $578 million for the first three quarters.
Wow.
And, you know, next year they're expecting over $1 billion in New Jersey alone.
So is everyone from New York going into New Jersey, or is New York? Tell us where we are in the state of New York right now.
You know what? I think the major problem with New Jersey and the situation is there, and this was also being reported a lot on the marijuana news websites, that an ounce of marijuana in the underground market is between $150 to $250, while the same thing from a dispensary in New Jersey could run about over $400 or more. So I don't think people in the New York metro area are going to New Jersey. There are two or three that opened up on Long Island for recreational, and they're very popular and a ton of fun.
Okay. New York has still a lot of illegal places, too. It's crazy. How are they getting away with that, Mark? I never understood that.
It's ridiculous, because every single smoke shop you go into New York City, and there's really one on every block now next to the Starbucks, they're all selling illegal marijuana, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's exactly what I've heard.
And you know when you go to Hershey, it kind of smells like chocolate? When you go to New York City, it smells like marijuana everywhere.
And it does. I swear to you, it really does, everybody. I was walking. I couldn't get a cab. I couldn't get a pedicab. I couldn't get anything last year when I was in for a conference at the Jarvis Center. And I had to walk a lot. And I was walking, and I'm like thinking to myself,
it's absolutely crazy.
This is really crazy, the amount of smoking going on in this city. I mean, it was really intense.
Frankie, is going on everywhere.
It is everywhere. You
know, like even in front of like a library or the post office, it doesn't matter. Everywhere and anywhere. It's crazy.
You know, there was a young girl that was in front of Starbucks, and it was a school vacation, and all the kids were out, and she was like, very windy day, and she was in the alcove lighting her joint, and the smell was just everywhere. And I just went over to her and I said, not cool. Not cool.
Yeah. You know what?
Lots of kids. I said, you know, there are a lot of kids around, and it's just not cool right now. Find another place to go do it. Not in the public like this with all the kids around. Like all these kids were getting ready to go on a bus. It just wasn't cool.
Right. It's weird, man. Again, because I used to love this smell. And now it's everywhere. It's just like it's enough. It's too much.
Yeah, too much. Way too much. Yeah, I agree. Well, all right. Next story. Let's get to the next story. Go ahead.
All right, so we have a Riverhead, Long Island. It's about an hour from me. In fact, I used to work at a local radio station there. Riverhead, Long Island looks at loosening recreational cannabis shop zoning, which is amazing because they kind of put, you know, a stop to a lot of this. So, Frankie, dozens of sites could be eligible for recreational cannabis shops in Riverhead, Long Island, if the town board adopts a new zoning recommendation from the municipality's marijuana advisory committee. The committee has pitched allowing the pot dispensaries to be located within 1,000 feet of homes along the town's major commercial artery. Currently, town zoning requires the shops to be 1,000 feet away from residences. They'll also have to be 1,000 feet from schools and libraries, 500 feet from town facilities, playgrounds, and churches, and 2,500 feet from each other. So, you know, the Marijuana Advisory Committee, Frankie, recently went back to the drawing board to look at zoning after pushback about a lack of availability in shop sites from the town's Business Advisory Committee and Marijuana Entrepreneurs Eyeing Property in Riverhead. You know what? So, again, for a while, Riverhead, which is about an hour from me out in eastern Long Island, they're one of the only four Long Island towns or villages, or whatever you want to call it, allowing retail pot sales as well. You know what? There's really not too much out there. A lot of them are saying no. I think it's just kind of silly. Because it will bring a lot of business into that area.
So there was an interesting question mark. There was a corner, an old 24/7 convenience store,
right
on the corner of Commercial and Hanover Street in my neighborhood in Boston's North End, across from the Coast Guard station, and it's also where the kids get on and off the school bus, because the school is right down the street. So they get on and off the bus at that corner. And they got all kinds of clearance to go ahead and open the shop, except they didn't get community clearance. So the city ruled it was okay, and everybody ruled it was okay, and they thought they could slip this under the table. And there are, and I am absolutely, you know, I am a cheerleader for this industry.
Yes.
I want people to understand the truth about this plant and how miraculous it can be and has been. But I also understand that if a community has a one designated area where buses go and come with kids throughout the day, that and middle school kids, that this is not a very appropriate place to have a dispensary. It just isn't.
Absolutely.
So when the community found out it was opening, OMG, let me tell you, the all hell broke loose, and there was a petition, and there was movement, and a lawyer happens to be, there were a lot of empty storefronts in that end of the street, and a lawyer moved into one of those storefronts, and she started a petition as well, and anyway, it got down, and it never opened, and it was squelched before it could even become a reality. And I have to say that I think the community standing together made a very, very important point that cannabis is critical and important, but not in front of the kids. Sorry, not where the kids are hanging and where the kids are staying and standing, and not where school buses are. It just isn't. Because as you said, the smell alone. Not cool.
Yeah, it's really just everywhere. It's bizarre.
Well, anyway, that's my little story of my North End. All right, next on the agenda.
Yes, we have sports medicine doctors have favorable attitude towards CBD and marijuana, according to a new study, Frankie.
Oh, good, good, good. Finally.
Absolutely. So,
okay, wait. We have to take a quick break. When we come back with our commentator on cannabis that I'd love to have on the show, Mark Oldman, we will continue. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Mark Oldman. GoldmanMcCormick.com. Check them out. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, talk show commentator, GoldmanMcCormick.com. Welcome back. So let's get back to this story about sports medicine doctors, because finally, didn't I read that the National Baseball Association is allowing CBD?
Yeah, we read that a while ago, in fact. Frankie, again, sports medicine doctors have favorable attitudes towards CBD and marijuana, according to this new study. They generally have favorable views towards CBD and cannabis, and most believe marijuana should be removed from the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of prohibitions.
I agree.
A new survey, right, of 333 doctors published just this month. I agree with that completely. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, don't you?
Of course it is. It's silly. Silliness.
Absolutely. So, Frankie, the study also found that most sports medicine physicians who participated support legalizing marijuana for recreational and medical use. Kind of important to know that. That said, there are still varying views about cannabis within the field, and those appear to be significantly affected by age, practice type, and gender. Among demographic groups, less likely to favor allowing marijuana for recreational use were women, older doctors, and rural respondents, according to this new survey. Also, Frankie, the new study found that 72% of sports medicine physicians backed the global athletics body move of CBD, and that 59% wanted to go further. By removing cannabis itself from the banned substances list, like we just spoke about before, very, very important.
I think that's pretty awesome. I'm loving that. That gives me such hope, Mark. It really does.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the fact that they're understanding, because we've talked so much on addiction. We've talked with several different people about the Matthew Perry story and
right.
How he was addicted to ketamine. You can be addicted to anything. But the point is that these opioids are killing kids and adults and creating serious addicts. And I think that if there's another way around it to help with pain and relieve the suffering, you got to go for it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
And the next story makes tremendous sense as well.
And a great follow-up, might I add. More people are using CBD products, according to this new survey. So CBD use increased 50% in the past 4 years, according to a new survey just published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Frankie, about 1 in 5 survey respondents say they use CBD in the last year, within the past year, pardon me. People that use cannabis are more likely to report using CBG, which I'm not really exactly sure what that is, and other hemp-derived compounds, a survey done by NORC at the University of Chicago. Also, people who live in the state where marijuana is legal are more than likely to use Delta-8 THC, a mildly intoxicating sibling of Delta-9 THC, which is the psychoactive compound in marijuana. So CBD and similar compounds have boomed in popularity since the 2018 Farm Bill legalized hemp production. Super duper important that we know that. They're also added to lotions, candles, vapes, coffee, a whole ton of different things CBD is added to. It's also amazing, I got to tell you, in hot chocolate. I love it. Anyway, while there is a lack of government regulation for these products, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration did approve one drug that contained CBD in 2018 to help treat 2 rare seizure disorders. So that's very, very cool. The survey also shows, Frankie, that people use CBD and other hemp compounds to treat everything from anxiety and sleep issues to pain. Very big news there.
Yes, really big news. Mark, you and I both know, and we talked to Mary Lopez Carter on the show quite a bit, and love her from the Carolina Hemp Hut. And she talks about the CBN and CBG and all of the different varieties. So I think the more we talk about this, the more educated people become, that if you want to focus, you take this kind of CBD. If you want pain relief, you take this kind of CBD. If you want to go to sleep, you take it. It's really starting to happen, as opposed to years ago when you just, no, it didn't work. I took it and it didn't work.
Or it didn't work for me.
It didn't work for it. It's a different conversation today.
Right.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. What's next do we have?
It's kind of a silly story, and I don't really know how this all came to fruition, to be honest with you. But Carnival Cruise Lines banned a passenger for life after finding CBD gummies in her suitcase, in her luggage. I just think this is a dumb, silly story and bad PR for Carnival Cruise Lines. Melinda Yee, 42 years old, was stopped by security before boarding the Carnival Horizon ship in Miami this past summer on a cruise, according to her attorney, who told the USA Today. The Dallas-based nurse practitioner and chiropractor said she was initially flagged after an X-ray found metal nail clippers in her luggage, but security later detected a sealed pack of CBD gummies. Oh, no, alert the media.
This is so stupid. Stupidness.
Oh, ridiculous. She said that she was absolutely freaked out because she's never even had a parking ticket.
Yeah.
You know what? This is absolutely ridiculous. I've never heard of a stupidest story ever in my life than this. And the people that took the CBD out of the baggage on the Carnival Cruise Line, they should be fired.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they want to take nail clippers out, that's fine. But don't take CBD out. That's ridiculous.
But why would you even take nail clippers out? What if you want to cut your nails while you're on the cruise, for crying out loud?
You know what? That could be maybe a considered a weapon. I understand that. But CBD is just going to make you happier. It's not going to make you worse. So I don't get it.
I don't get it. Well, CBD doesn't make you high. So it's like stupidness. That's the ignorance. That is the ignorance that we're dealing with in this country, Mark. That is it in a nutshell. That's
absolutely.
Stupidity and ignorance. That is it. That says it all. Says it
and
all.
You know
what more can you say?
I'm just happy that that did not happen to me when I went on my cruise this past June.
Oh, tell me. Did you bring CBD with you?
I did not bring CBD with me. I brought the THC candies, the edibles.
Oh, my goodness.
Placed them in a candy box from 7-Eleven, and the cruise was that much more fun.
I love it. Good for you. Good for you. And, of course, no one caught on, and you weren't sniffed out by any dogs or anything, and that's a good story.
Yeah, no problems. Everybody was happy. Happier. Great.
You know, no one has ever died from an overdose of CBD. No one has ever died from an overdose of cannabis. No one. It never exists. It doesn't happen. So, you know, hello, it doesn't happen. Oh.
Yeah, I did wish they had more restaurants open 24/7 because of that issue on the cruise, which they did not. But hey, can't win them all.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. We have to get ready for another break, but when we come back, he's here for the full hour. We're dishing the dirt on cannabis and what's happening. We'll stay tuned for just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Mark Goldman. And this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Check him out at goldmanmccormick.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with her buddy Mark Goldman. It's been a while. Mark, welcome as always. GoldmanMcCormick.com. And so we're talking about stories that are making the news right now when it comes to cannabis. And what's going on with Nevada? Because Nevada was slow to come to the table, that once it became legalized, now it's a different world out there. It really is.
Absolutely. So just recently, Nevada's large-scale marijuana reform bill that more than doubles the legal personal possession limit takes effect, which is fantastic. Recently, the governor of Nevada signed the bill back in June, which not only increased possession levels, but also consolidated license rules and broadens eligibility for participation in the market by people with prior felony convictions. Also known as Senate Bill 277, which was sponsored by the Democratic lawmakers, Dallas Harris, increased the possession and purchase limit for the cannabis from 1 ounce to 2.5 ounces. The amount of cannabis concentrates that adults can possess also doubled from 1/8 of an ounce to 1/4 of an ounce under the new law. Under this new legislation, Frankie, adult use marijuana retailers no longer need to have separate medical cannabis licenses to serve patients, which is huge. Recreational retailers now automatically serve as dual licensees, which is very, very big.
Wow.
Yeah.
And isn't that smart of them to do that?
Yeah.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win for Nevada. It's a win-win.
You know what I think is a little silly, though, about the Senate Bill 277? An ounce is a lot of marijuana. So 2.5 ounces is huge. I mean, who needs that much marijuana on them?
Well, I agree. I agree. But,
you know. A lot of brownies, Frankie.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of brownies. Mark, do you think that there will be a casino devoted to smoking at some point soon?
You know what?
Do you think there is one already?
No, you know what? I don't think there is one already, but I was trying to come up with some different ideas and travel-related ideas related to marijuana or cannabis or CBD or whatever else. So I thought of, like, maybe a butt boat. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that? Or a CBD cruiser.
That's fun. That's fun.
I remember maybe the pot pages. What do you think? Maybe a little old school to newspaper, but you like the pot pages?
Yeah.
Ooh,
years ago, CNN used to do, they sent out one of the reporters, I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but she was so funny, and she was very straight-laced, and she was on the cannabis bus, and it was New Year's Eve, and the bus was going to all these different dispensaries and different places, and it was, and you could just, people were having a blast, and they didn't have a hangover the next day. No hangover, and it was a night of fun, and again, you can die, by the way, from the withdrawal of alcohol. You can die from drinking too much alcohol. You can. You go through the DTs, and how many times have we seen frat brothers and young fraternity brothers being hurt or injured or some dying from drinking that stupid drink it fast and drink it now, and they're dead. They're dead. Yeah. So that doesn't happen with cannabis. It just doesn't.
I agree.
So this is silliness. But okay. So now we have another story.
Yes.
This is one of my new favorite things because I've been talking a lot about psychedelics. So go ahead and tell us about this story.
Were you into psychedelics 30, 40 years ago when they were extremely popular?
No, I was not.
All right. Thank you, Counselor. All right. So more states set to legalize marijuana and psychedelics in 2024 as federal cannabis scheduling review concludes. So from local ballots to Capitol Hill, 2024 is shaping up to see another drug policy reform push that again puts laws around marijuana and psychedelics in the spotlight as advocates work to leverage continuing momentum. Marijuana legalization for medical and recreational use, Frankie, is in play in at least a half a dozen states for 2024. Meanwhile, the stage is set for Germany to become the largest country in Europe to legalize cannabis in 2024. Right now, you may or may not know, it's completely illegal. It's not like even close to becoming. But, 2024, I think that might change for all of Germany, which would be very, very big.
Very big. Huge. That would be absolutely huge.
Yes. So as far as psychedelics go, I guess we're talking about what? Ketamine. We're talking about mushrooms. A few other things, right?
I don't know. Is ketamine considered a psychedelic? I didn't know if it was or not. I don't think it is. I may be wrong.
Not positive either, but the effects would be similar to,
I don't think so. But mushrooms, definitely. And plant medicine, ayahuasca, and all the different varieties of plant medicines, definitely considered to be psychedelic.
Absolutely.
And, So, and this world of psychedelics is a fascinating world. And veterans that have been given one dose, it changes the brainwaves. It changes the brainwaves. It changes the thinking. It may not be for everyone. And that's okay. But for those that need it, for those that need the switch in the brain to happen, then this could be the answer. And we need more research on this. We really do need research.
I feel like I need to be guinea pig. What do you think? That'd be nice of me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think so.
Okay, so where are we when it comes to states where adult use marijuana legalization is on the table?
All right. Well, Florida Supreme Court has spent months considering the Attorney General's legal challenge to the 2024 legalization ballot initiative, and that will need to be resolved sooner than later. The court has already heard oral arguments in the case with the campaign Smart and Safe Florida defending the constitutionality of the reform measures in hopes of securing ballot placement after turning it nearly 1 million signatures to qualify. So let's hope, you know, Florida is one of the next states. I can't believe it isn't already.
I have to be honest. I am absolutely shocked beyond shocked. Really. Really, yeah.
Can't make this up. Another state is Hawaii. Have you ever been?
No. Have you?
No, and no real interest in traveling that far, even though I hear it's beautiful. So marijuana legalization proposals have advanced in both chambers of the Hawaii legislature in recent sessions, including a Senate vote approving reform legislation in March 2023. But the expectation is that it will all be settled in 2024. In a large part because the state attorneys recently put out her own legislative plan that our offices hope will guide the legislative debate in months to come. Also, the governor recently unveiled a comprehensive cannabis bill, earning praise from supporters in the legislature and a mixed reactions from advocates who want to see it revised to be more aggressive and address various issues and reduced criminalization. So that's kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, very interesting.
Again, I'm a little surprised that Hawaii is not there yet either, though.
I'm shocked about New Hampshire. Shocked.
Yes, well, New Hampshire, Frankie, the live free or die state. Have you ever heard that, by the way?
Yes, of course. I'm in Boston. I'm in New England. Of course, yeah.
New York. I haven't heard any of this. All right. The Live Free or Die State have seen a number of marijuana legalization bills filed and advanced over recent years, only to have them stall out amid opposition and disagreement over the best regulatory framework. Numerous pieces of legislation to end prohibition, pardon me, has passed the House of Representatives and then died in the Senate, but advocates are holding their hope out for 2024, like another handful of states, to really get the job done. Despite the failure of the Cannabis Commission to put forward a legislative recommendation for lawmakers to consider, following several meetings. Beyond legislation, a number of other reform proposals have been pre-filed for 2024. Among them, Frankie, are legalized home cultivation of cannabis among medical patients and eating. And also add eating disorders to the state list of qualifying conditions for medical marijuana. So, you know what? It looks like New Hampshire is going to go for it in 2024 if I was a gambling man.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Absolutely.
And then also Pennsylvania is not there yet. South Dakota. So we've got 2024 is going to be an interesting time.
Can you imagine the Amish people that maybe smoke a little and see what happens to them? That'll be fun. In Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Oh, my God. That would be... I just can't even imagine. All right. We have to get ready for a break. When we come back, we will continue with Mark Goldman. Yes, the great, great commentator himself, managing partner Goldman McCormick, PR, GoldmanMcCormick.com. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right? And use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem? Just like you would if you had a broken bone. And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem. And with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z and the Educational Odyssey. And my dear friend Mark Goldman is with us today. And we're just talking about what's happening and what will become very soon. So medical cannabis legalization could also advance in Nebraska.
Absolutely.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Nebraska, activists are once again making a push to put medical marijuana legalization on the state ballot, the third time in many election cycles. While past efforts have been derailed by legal challenges and fundraiser setbacks, Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana, also known as NMM, a very big group over there, is optimistic that it will meet the moment in 2024.
Already, good for them. Good for them.
Absolutely. Already, the campaign says it collected enough signatures from more than a dozen counties. They have plenty of time. They have plenty of money, a lot of donations. In addition to collecting signatures from at least 7% of registered voters in the state, the campaign needs valid petitions from at least 5% of the voters in a minimum of 38 of the 93 counties. So really, it's not a hell of a lot. And I think they're going to get some medical marijuana out there in Nebraska.
In South Carolina, they're also, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Who knows, though? You never know.
You know what? You absolutely never know. Also, in North Carolina, a bill to legalize medical cannabis has passed the Senate just this past March, but it's stalled out of the House due to an informal rule that prevents legislation from going to the floor with most of the majority parties buy-in. So, you know what? It's super-duper political at this point in North Carolina, so we'll just have to see what happens this year.
Yeah. What's going on with the banking? Because you and I both know that this banking business is just so crazy. It is absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy.
You know what? I agree with you. It's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely way too political, and it's really not fair on a lot of the cannabis, marijuana sort of bankers. There's been a widespread frustration over the delayed U.S. Senate consideration of bipartisan bill to save guard banks that work with state legal marijuana businesses. The Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation, also known as the Safer Bank Act, cleared the Senate Banking Committee last September 2023, but it didn't make it to the floor despite leadership's repeated pledges to advance the legislation. In a floor speech in this past December, Senate Majority Chuck Schumer from my state of New York reaffirmed that the bill will be among the chamber's top priorities heading into the new year, though he cautioned that it would require bipartisan collaboration, and that you know kind of work in politics is definitely not easy and won't be easy at all.
And very exciting, very exciting. Our last story, and I am so thrilled about this. Tell us about California and Massachusetts, please.
California, and your home state of Massachusetts to consider psychedelic legalization proposal. So the California governor, Gavin Newsom, vetoed a bill in 2023 to legalize psychedelic possession and promote the establishment of a regulated access framework. But he also encouraged the legislators to deliver a revised dialed-back version that focuses on therapeutic uses, and that's exactly what the Senate sponsor said he will be doing in 2024. So, Senator Scott Wiener, he's a Democrat, said at a recent event in California, is at an inflection point of psychedelic reform, and is confident, that the amended legislation he introduced with the Assembly GOP will kind of move forward through the legislature and hit the governor's desk this year. Meanwhile, in your home state of Massachusetts, activists said in December that local election clerks across the state has certified that they turned in more than enough valid signatures to force the legislation consideration of psychedelic legislation initiative before potentially putting the issue on the state's ballot in 2024. So California and Massachusetts, they're looking into it, and I think it's going to pass in both states.
I think that is exciting news, Mark, because if you are someone who is clinically depressed and you do not want to take medication, microdosing is a perfect example. Microdosing could be the answer. It could absolutely be the answer. And we are not getting that kind of support. And that's sad. It is really sad because you can't get a practitioner to work with you because it's not legal. And, you know, it's a catch-22. It's an absolute catch-22. And it's just a downright shame, absolute shame. And I have to ask you, we just have a few moments left on the show today. Do you see that you've been talking about this subject with me for years now? You've been on for years.
Yep.
Do you see, because all of these states are starting to become part of the main stream of connecting with cannabis, that becoming legal, they're opening up the doors. Do you see this being an opportunity for the feds to come in and to say, yes, we need to legalize this across the board?
I don't even have an answer for that. There's so much going on with all the various states, the federal government, talking to the state government. I don't know. Definitely a hard one to think about.
All right. Well, it's something for us to ponder with.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful, wonderful kickoff to 2024, Mark Goldman. I always appreciate your time. Give us the best website, please.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. Come down and check us out and say hello.
Absolutely. And thank you all. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.